Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today on the NBA, it's a beeline to the exits. John Beeline was a successful head basketball coach for his entire career. He won more games than he lost at every stop along the way, except the last one. After 4 years of coaching at the junior college level in Erie, Pennsylvania, John Beeline moved on to become the head basketball coach at four-year colleges and universities such as Nazareth for 1 year, Lemoyne for nine, Canisius for five, Richmond for five, West Virginia University for 5 years, and then finally the University of Michigan, where he spent the last 12 years of his coaching career. In his final two seasons as head coach for the Michigan Wolverines, the likable 66-year-old coach tallied 33 and 30 wins. His Michigan teams had made the NCAA tournament field eight times during his 12 years, with two of those teams reaching the final game, finishing second twice. His overall head coaching record as a college basketball coach was a sterling 754-425, or a 64% winning percentage. Beeline's check at Michigan called for him to earn $3.8 million per season for coaching the college kids. Reports were that the NBA's Cleveland Cavs paid him about $6 million per season beginning this year. As it turns out, his big payday job just ended this year, too. This past week, another successful college sports coach, John Beeline, resigned as the head basketball coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And as you can guess, Coach Beeline's team was pretty bad, even by the NBA's Eastern Conference standards. When the coach quit this past week, Cleveland's record was a putrid 14 wins and 40 losses. By the NBA's All-Star break in his first season as a professional basketball coach, John Beeline had already lost more games, 40, than during his final three seasons at the University of Michigan, 39. How do you explain what happened to a man who had never had a losing program as a college coach? Let's first mention one thing that the sports media has been tossing out recently. In a recent film session with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA basketball team, the coach apparently was reviewing film with the team and said the team was not hustling enough. The team believes that the coach then called them thugs, while the seasoned coach said he thought he said slugs. Either way, the NBA team in Cleveland had lost plenty of games before this recent dust-up became the latest excuse for a putrid NBA club. There are many reasons why only a few successful basketball coaches have tried their hand at the NBA and succeeded. The list of NBA crash-and-burn coaches is really long. Most recently, Iowa State's Fred Hoiberg was with the Chicago Bulls. No longer. Kentucky's John Calipari was with the Knicks. Nope. Former Louisville coach Rick Pitino tried his hand with the Celtics. New Mexico State's Reggie Theus tried a while for the Sacramento Kings. Illinois coach Lon Kruger at the Atlanta Hawks didn't do it. Stanford's Mike Montgomery tried coaching the Golden State Warriors and failed. Even UNLV's Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry the Shark Tarkanian tried his hand with San Antonio. He made it 20 games as an NBA coach before getting fired. One of the NBA's best current guards, C.J. McCollum of the Portland Trail Blazers, voiced his thoughts as to why John Beeline's tenure with the Cleveland Cavs was likely doomed from the start. He said, "I think John's a great coach. He's had a lot of success at the collegiate level, but the NBA is a whole different animal. It's completely different players, different personalities, guys who are at different stages of their career and are used to being treated in a certain way. I think it was too much of an adjustment for him, and I think he realized early on and decided to move forward. Because in college, the coach is the ultimate authority figure. In the NBA, the best player on the team is the authority figure, and that's just the way it is. That's just the bottom line." C.J. McCollum confirmed that most current NBA coaches are nothing more than well-paid babysitters who are more in need of an advanced degree in psychology than a talent for diagramming X's and O's for their highly paid players. Just how many coaches has LeBron James undermined or blamed over his NBA career? Though Coach Beeline's pay with Cleveland certainly wasn't chicken feed, the top seven earners for the NBA's bottom feeder team on Lake Erie are earning more money than their head basketball coach was. Kevin Love, $28.9 million. Andre Drummond, $27 million. Tristan Thompson, $18 million. Larry Nance Jr., $13 million. Matthew Dellavedova, 9.6 million. Dante Exum, 9.1 million. And Darius Garland, $6.4 million.
Excellent.
You get the idea. Ironically, one report stated that Coach Beilein may have opted to try the NBA because he was getting burned out trying to recruit and retain college basketball talent coming out of high school these days. Yes, thanks to the NBA's loony one-and-done rule, the most talented high school hoopsters will turn around and leave a program for the NBA after completing just one season in college. It's very hard for a top-level college basketball coach to win a championship at that level without having at least one or two of these rent-a-players for their one season of college hoops. Is it possible that the well-respected John Beilein, always a teacher of the game of basketball, may have believed that he had a better chance of helping these more, quote, mature players in the NBA than spending countless hours trying to recruit more young pups to come and play for Michigan for probably only one year? Well, it doesn't matter anymore now for Coach John Beilein. At age 66, he's now free to do what many of us do, spend more time with his family and grandchildren, at least until another coaching or teaching job beckons soon. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. Now we're-